Title: Daily Routine for Jungle Skill Building. Intermediate: Ableton Live Workflow. All right, welcome in. Today you're building a daily routine that makes you better at jungle and drum and bass in a way that actually sticks. Not theory, not maybe I'll finish this someday vibes. This is about repeatable reps, breaks, drums, bass, quick arrangement, quick reality checks, and then you print a bounce and move on. Think of it like a gym program for production. You're not trying to set a world record every day. You're showing up, doing clean reps and stacking wins until your speed and taste level up. By the end of this, you'll have a growing folder of short, usable exports, a personal break chop library you can recall instantly, a couple bass racks you trust, and a template that makes it hard to get stuck. Let's start with the one-time setup, because this is what turns I'll produce later into I can produce right now. Open Ableton Live and set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 175 BPM. If you want a default, pick 172. That's a sweet spot for classic jungle energy without feeling too frantic. Make sure your global groove is off for now. We're going to add groove on purpose, not by accident. Now, set yourself up with a simple, consistent track layout. Create an audio track called Break, then a MIDI track called Tops for Hats and Rides, another MIDI track called Kick Snare. Then two MIDI instrument tracks, one called SUB, one called Bass MID. Add an FX or Atmos track for little ear candy, and add a reference track where you can drag in a tune you trust. This isn't about being fancy, it's about never having to think, where do I put this? You already know. Next, set up three return tracks. Return A is a short room reverb. Use hybrid reverb in a small room setting, something like 0.4 to 0.8 seconds. High pass the reverb so it's not fogging up your low end. Around 300 Hz is a good start. Return B is a dub delay. Use echo ping pong if you like. Set it to eighth notes or quarter notes, low feedback, and filter it so it doesn't get harsh. Return C is your parallel slash channel. Put drum bus, then saturator, then glue compressor. This is your make it a record knob, and you're going to blend it subtly. 5 to 20% is plenty most days. On the master, keep it lightweight. Put a utility so you can hit mono fast and trim gain. And a limiter with the ceiling at -1 dB just as safety. This is not for loudness. You're not mastering, you're training. Save this as a template set so every day starts in the same place. Now the routine. The sweet spot is 60 minutes. If you only have 30, you'll do the first 3 blocks. If you have 90, you'll extend arrangement and add more FX and ear candy. But the core idea is the same. You're finishing small sections instead of endlessly polishing an 8-bar loop. Here's the 60-minute flow. First, 10 minutes. Break work. Chop. Warp. Groove. Get control. Second, 15 minutes. Build a drum loop with intentional layering and variations. Third, 15 minutes. Bass and sub relationship. Weight plus movement, without wrecking the mix. Fourth, 10 minutes. Arrangement. Turn the loop into a mini structure. Fifth, 10 minutes. Mix checks and a bounce. Print it, name it, move on. One more coaching rule before we dive in. Time box by deliverables, not just minutes. So instead of saying 10 minutes on breaks, say I'm making 3 usable 2-bar break clips with different density. If you finish early, stop early. Bank the win. Consistency beats marathon sessions that burn you out. Okay, step 1. Break chopping reps. Drag a break into the break audio track. Amen. Think, hot pants, whatever you've got. In clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. Start with 1/16th or 1/8th and adjust if it's too crunchy or too smooth. If the break starts sounding chirpy or smeared, that's usually over warping. The fix is often reducing how aggressively it's slicing or adjusting the transient preserve settings. Trust your ears. The goal is control, not perfection. Now right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use Slice to Drum Rack and Slice by Transient. If Ableton's transient detection is messy on that break, slice by 1/16th instead. You can always remap later. Now you've got a drum rack with break hits mapped across pads. This is where jungle gets fun, because you can rearrange reality. Add a quick cleanup chain on that break rack or group. EQ 8 first. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz. That's just removing garbage rumble. If it's boxy, do a small cut around 200 to 350 Hz, but don't go wild. Then drum bus. A little drive, maybe 5 to 15%, a touch of transient emphasis. Then saturator with soft clip on, drive 2 to 6 dB. Your micro goal here, make 2 patterns, one straight runner, that's your main loop, and one busy variation with extra ghost notes and little edits. And here's a teacher tip. Don't aim for the sickest chop ever on day one. Aim for fast, usable, and repeatable. Your building instincts. On to step two, drum loop building with intentional layering. Here's the philosophy. The break provides character, swing, and grit. Your one shots provide punch and authority. If your break is cool but the drums don't hit, you'll feel it immediately in jungle. Go to your kick snare drum rack. Program your main snare on beats 2 and 4. Classic DNB. No halftime today. Choose a main snare that has body. Then layer a second snare that has higher snap. You can also grab little rim or ghost hits from your sliced break rack to add realism. Group your snare layers and shape them like a unit. On the body layer, a gentle boost around 180 to 240 Hz can help. On the crack layer, a boost around 3 to 6 kHz can bring presence. High pass the crack layer somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz so it's not fighting the body. Then glue them. Glue compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not crushing. You're making it feel like one instrument. If the snare still feels pokey or too soft, transient shaping with drum bus can help. Add transients, but be careful. Too much and it turns clicky and cheap. Now tops. Put closed hats on the offbeats and then add a light 1/16th pattern with small velocity changes. If you want instant air, add a super quiet ride or noisy hat layer. Quiet is the secret word. If it feels like a hat solo, it's too loud. Now groove, but do it on purpose. Open the groove pool and pick something like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60. Apply it only to the hats and the break, not to the sub and not to the main bass. Keep the low end timing stable. Start with groove amount around 10 to 25%. You want feel, not drunkenness. Micro goal for this block, create A and B variations. Bars 1 to 4, main groove. Bars 5 to 8, more ghosts and a tiny fill. Bar 8, do something that tells the listener, new phrase coming, a stop. A drag, a quick stutter, something. Now step 3, rolling bass and sub discipline. This is where a lot of intermediate producers lose the plot, because it's easy to make a cool bass sound and hard to make a bass sound that sits with fast drums. Start with the sub. Keep it boring and consistent. Use operator, oscillator on a sine wave. Set the envelope with a release around 100 to 250 milliseconds, so it bounces and doesn't smear into the next note. After operator, put utility. Turn bass mono on. Set width to 0%. Sub lives in the center. Always. Then sidechain the sub from the kick. Put a compressor on the sub track. Enable sidechain. Pick the kick as input. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. You're creating space, not vacuum. Now the mid bass. Use wavetable or operator. In wavetable, basic shapes is perfect. You can get that PWM-ish movement by modulating position slowly. Then a classic stock chain, saturator with soft clip, drive maybe 3 to 10 dB, auto filter for movement, and you map cutoff to a macro so you can perform it. Chorus ensemble or facer flanger very subtle for width and motion. Then a QA to cut the lows below about 120 Hz so you're not stepping on the sub. Then utility to control width. Width can live in the mids, the sub cannot. Write a two-bar bass phrase that loops clean. Keep it syncopated. A jungle-friendly trick is leaving space right after the snare hits so the drums stay in charge. And every four bars, do call and response. Same rhythm, different tone via filter automation. No new notes required. That's how you get variation without losing momentum. Extra sound design coaching. If your mid-bass disappears on small speakers, make a translation layer. Duplicate the mid-bass, high-pass it around 200 to 300 Hz. Saturate it harder than you think, then turn it way down. You're not trying to hear it loudly. You're trying to feel that the bass still exists when the sub can't play. Also, train tight low end by making the sub release slightly too short, then lengthen it until it just connects. Fast DNB punishes long, sloppy releases. Step 4. Fast arrangement reps. This is the anti-loop prison. You're going to make a 32-bar mini arrangement, even if it's rough. Bars 1 to 8. Intro. Filter the break. Keep hats sparse. Add tiny effects. Bars 9 to 16. Drop A. Full drums and bass. Bars 17 to 24. Drop variation. Twitch the break slice pattern. Add a fill. Change hat texture. Something that makes it feel like the next sentence of the story. Bars 25 to 32. Switch or release. A super effective trick is removing the sub for two bars, then reintroducing it with impact. That one move makes a sketch feel arranged. Transitions can be simple and stock, Auto filter high pass suite into the drop, a reverb throw on the snare at the end of bar 8. And if you want that tape stop style moment, keep it subtle. You can automate clip pitch down quickly, or use a tiny touch of frequency shifter for a weird bend. The point is punctuation, not a gimmick. Micro goal. At least one fill every 8 bars. This is jungle. Edits are the language. Here's an arrangement upgrade concept. Treat 8 bars like a sentence. Bars 1 to 6 are the statement. Bar 7 is the setup. Remove something or add tension. Bar 8 is punctuation, a fill, a stop, an impact. If you commit to this, even a basic idea starts to feel like a track. Step 5. Mix checks and bounce. This is where you train your ears daily and stop over mixing. First, do a mono test. On the master utility, hit mono. If hats vanish or your bass gets weird, you've got phase or width problems. Usually the fix is reducing stereo width on anything important or checking chorus and unison effects. Second, reference properly. Drag a reference track into your reference channel. Level match it using utility gain. Do not compare your quiet sketch to a master track that's 10 dB louder. That comparison is useless. You're listening for balance and vibe, not loudness. Third, headroom. While sketching, keep the master peaking around -6 to -3 dB. It keeps your decisions cleaner and prevents the limiter from lying to you. Now export 16 or 32 bars as a WAV. Name it with date, tempo, and what version it is. For example, 2026-03-21 Jungle 172 Breakus of 2. This is how you build a personal goldmine. In a month, you'll have dozens of ideas you can revisit with fresh ears. Now a few common mistakes to avoid. 1. Overwarping breaks. If it gets smeary, back off and recheck warp settings. 2. Sub not truly mono. Always confirm with utility and avoid widening devices on the sub channel. 3. Too many layers too soon. Nail one great snare and one great break first. Then add. 4. Groove on everything. Don't groove the sub. Keep the low end timing stable. 5. No variation. Jungle lives on edits, mutes, fills, switch ups, reload moments. This audio version is shortened for playback.